This week, in his final remarks as Speaker of the House, John Boehner insisted once again that he's
just a regular guy, humbled by the chance to do a big job.
NPR's Will Huntsbury went to Boehner's usual breakfast spot to find out if there really are places where a speaker can be just a normal guy.
I got to Pete's Diner on Capitol Hill just before the sun came up.
Good morning. How are you?
The diner's owner, Gum Tong, says she and her staff have been making the same breakfast for John Boehner as long as she's been there, at least 15 years.
Regular standard eggs and sausage. That's what he always have.
Like, what do you call him when he comes in here?
We all of us call him John. None of us call him House Speaker, never. Nobody call him by that.
At Pete's, everybody is pretty much on the same level.
Tom Mann is one of the regulars who just happened to eat their breakfast with the person second in line to be president of the United States.
When John would come in here, he'd be wearing like a t-shirt and a baseball cap. So he was just one of the regular neighborhood guys.
85-year-old retired Navy Captain Philip Bush ate with him too.
He's very easy to talk to, and he knows your name after one meeting. He's pretty damn normal.
Politically, Bush is a little to the right of Boehner.
If I have a political problem, I'll bring it up with him, but I don't usually have that much disagreement with him. I miss him being in here, though.
Why is that?
Well, he's sort of a regular here, like me, and, you get to know people.
Some coffee for you?
No, thank you.
No? Thank you.
When Boehner comes in, he sits at the end of a long counter, a few seats away from the older guys. He usually sits next to Rob Poirier, who makes it a rule not to bring up politics.
There's other senators and congressmen that come in for breakfast in the morning, and and he talks to them and then comes sits with me. So it's just how it is.
Poirier is 51 and works in construction. A tattoo peeks out of the edge of his polo shirt.
We talk about golf and fishing, and he'll ask me, how I am and family, and which is nice. It's good for him. It's good for me.
When Poirier met Boehner 3 years ago, he didn't even realize who he was. They just started talking. But Poirier's mom now loves to remind him he's friends with one of the most powerful men in American politics. Poirier says he was relieved when his friend decided to call it quits.
He would come in the morning and I'd say, you look worse than me today, So I think it was time for him. He understood that. So I think he's just tired.
I have the sweet potato pancakes, please.
Poirier told me about this time when Boehner asked him to come over and help him put together a wardrobe. He says Boehner was a follow all the directions kind of guy, and Poirier just wanted to put the thing together.
I give him a hard time about his construction skills.
But he says it's moments like that when Boehner is at his best.
It was just a lot of fun to be crawling around on the floor with him putting this cabinet together and just, laughing and having a good time about it. I told him if he needs a job, we could probably find him something. We'll buy him a hammer and, we'll put him to work.
So when Boehner really is ready to just be a regular guy, there's an offer on the table. Will Huntsbury, NPR News, Washington.